Welcome to Selfish Confidence, a place where we can connect and be real about how hard it is to be your damn self. I'm your host, Jess, and my goal is to help you build confidence and belief in yourself to live any life path you want, even if it's unconventional. It's time to break down those barriers and connect with women who've also felt on the outside by their life choices. We're encouraging you to grab the mic and speak your truth. I know it can be scary, but we're in this together. We got this. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, happy new year. Holy moly, the first live episode of 2023, and I am still just like in that daze of the holidays, in that daze of what day is it, what's going on, it's Monday, when did that happen, and the first Monday of 2023, and actually even writing 2023 out, anybody else? I think we'll be doing that for a while. I actually remember last year when we were house hunting, on some of our documents when we were buying this house, they all said 2022, but at that point it was January of 20. Wait, no, they all said 2021, but it was 2022. So I think we'll be doing that for a while. Good morning. Good morning. I am so excited for everybody who's on live. Can you tell they have a new setup today? And 30 minutes before this call, actually, it was one of those mornings of nothing's right. Nothing's going right. I'm trying to get back into the swing of things, doing the first live of the new year, and nothing felt right. And even with these, like literally Glenn and I were in here and I was crying about 15 minutes ago because nothing was lining up how I wanted it. And even now, this new setup, which I told you I was going to have for the new year, it's not what I want. And I think probably we'll be spending the next couple of days. And I see that my sister's on here live. Glenn actually told me to call you so that he could get off the hook, because I just can't seem to figure out what I want to do with this space. And I tell you that for a couple reasons. The big one being, I want you to know I don't have it figured out. Even here, after podcasting for a year and a half almost, I still don't have it figured out. And I really wanted this cool setup in here. Oh, and I already feel emotional thinking about it, because the thing that I kept saying in my head is that I want to stop looking like an amateur. But you know what? I actually think that that's something really great, because I'm doing it anyway, even though I don't feel ready, even though I don't feel like I have it figured out, even though I don't have the setup that I wanted. I could have easily said, no, live today, I'm going to sit in my room and cry. But we're not doing that. We're showing up this year, and we're keeping promises to ourselves, and we're doing the things that we've been wanting to do for so long, despite the fear, despite the imposter syndrome, despite the, you know, awkwardness that comes with growth. And I'm feeling that deep today, because I really didn't want to show up on here, mostly because I didn't feel ready. I felt like this had to be a new level, right? You guys see that? Emotional. Welcome to my life, right? But there's something about going into a new year that we feel like we have to be ready for, that we have to have it all figured out, that we have to, you know, insert the goal that you wanted that you were supposed to start yesterday on January 1. Well, it's January 2 and you already messed it up, so you might as well throw it out the window, right? It's not what we're doing. We're not doing that anymore. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to have, you know, everything in line in order for you to go after it. And I challenge you, if you're on live, to share in the comments what that goal is that you have. And if you're like me, I have been anxious all week because I couldn't figure out what that goal is. So if you're also feeling like, I don't know what the goal is, what I want to work on this year, or what it, you know, if it's a societal pressure goal, I feel you. We've all felt them. You know, it's January 1. That means I have to only eat salads. We're not doing that. If you have wellness goals and health goals, great. I'm so proud of you, because I feel you. It's on my list too. I want better physical and mental health. But there has to be a time for us to go after that and also not feed into the pressure of society. And I think that's what I'm doing this morning, feeding into that pressure of perfection before, you know, getting started, or letting fear win instead of going after what I actually want, which is to sit here and to hang out with you and to create a great episode this morning. How the backdrop is, how the clothes I'm wearing, if I'm showered or not, doesn't matter. What matters is that the message gets across and that we get to connect on something as we walk into 2023. I think there's something really special coming this year, and I think that's why I'm feeling really anxious. And raise your hand if you're feeling that too, because I do think there's something coming, and that puts extra pressure on too. Who else puts pressure on themselves, especially this time of year? I challenge you to look at what is causing pressure this year, what you're feeling, and challenge it. See if that's actually what you want, Or maybe you're feeling that anxiousness because it's not aligned. Or maybe you're feeling that anxiousness because you think it has to be all perfect. Well, it doesn't. Welcome to 2023, the year where we're not perfect and we show up anyway. That is not what I wanted to talk about this morning, but for some reason I'm on a tangent today, and I truly believe that I had that little meltdown this morning, and I say little, and Glenn's going to listen to this. Glenn, my husband's going to listen to this later, and he'll be like, yeah, it wasn't little, because we're both sitting in this room in chairs. I have like chairs all over this room, and we're both not design people at all. Like we don't know what we're doing when it comes to design and things. So it just, to me, looks messy. And so if anyone has suggestions who's on live or who's listening to this, please go check out my Instagram, because I do have a vision for behind me and I think it needs to go back in the corner. But anyways, I won't go into detail, but I would love your support and your help on this, because I really want it to look nice and I really want it to feel like me. Maybe that's why I'm struggling, actually. I really want it to feel like Jess and have a space that I look at and I'm like, yeah, that's so me. And that's how I want to walk into 2023. As my authentic, true self, 100% wholeheartedly. I don't want to hide behind masks. I don't want to hide behind anything. I want to be me. And I challenge you to put that on your list of goals for 2023 too, for you to truly see yourself and to see your authenticity and to show up in that light instead of hiding like we normally do, hiding behind the imperfections and hiding behind, you know, that fear of someone actually seeing you. You have a voice, and there's a point to this whole big rant. It's that you deserve to shine as you are in 2023, not on the societal pressures that we've been placed into for so long. And even this morning, I said a should, and I hate using that word. I should have had this figured out by now. You know, I should have planned better for this. I should have made my goals before January 1st. Well, screw that. If you don't have goals set already, and you're just like, I really don't know what I'm working on this year, keep living. Keep taking your steps forward. Those goals are going to come to light. And even if you didn't set them on January 1st, that doesn't mean you can't set them on January 5th or February 5th or, you know, March 31st, whatever it is. It doesn't matter if you don't have them and set in stone today. You can still make this year amazing, and you can still do it at your pace. So if you're like me and you're looking at everybody else around you and all their goals that they have, and you're comparing what you've set for this year versus what they've set for the year. We're all individuals. We all do things differently. And that's okay. It doesn't have to be the same as everybody around you, especially if someone's in the same business as you, or someone also, you know, is at work and they said they wanted to lose 20 pounds, but you're just like, well, I don't want to do that. You don't have to do it. Just because everybody else around you is doing it. Isn't that what your mom said? If everybody else jumps off a bridge, are you going to jump off a bridge too? It's the same thing with your goals. You get to do it individualized. You get to do it authentically you. And I think that's the beauty of this time as we get further and further into the future. 2023 is going to be a great season for you to do things your way, for you to live your unconventional life and to really feel who you are. Wow, where did that come from this morning? I think I'm feeling a lot of pressure, a lot. And maybe you are too. As we walk into the new year and we see all the posts and we see everything, and I'm so proud of you for being here and for being a part of this community, because I know you want more for your life. You wouldn't be listening to this if you're just like, everything's great, or I'm okay watching Netflix for the rest of my life and I don't need anything. You wouldn't be here. You want more for a reason. So I challenge you to not look into all the noise that's on social media right now, all the posts about your new year and if you want the best year and this and that and all these things. Look into yourself. I actually had a client text me yesterday and she said, oh no, I'm not going to be able to get something out because I lost my voice. And I said, well, maybe you lost your voice for a reason. Maybe you need to look inwards. And she said, crap, I hate when you're right. Because sometimes we do. Sometimes we have to take a pause. And instead of speaking out and instead of, you know, lashing out and crying and have a panic attack like I did this morning about freaking vines in my office, by the way, like over something so silly. That's those moments when we really need to tune in, look inside, and ask ourselves why we're feeling that way. I thought I'd take a minute today before we wrap up and share a few of the things that I wrote down yesterday about what I wanted to work on. Because even the week before, when I was sitting down with some of my one-on-one clients and helping them to map out their goals, I was just feeling like I didn't know what I wanted for this year. And 2022 was such an incredible year for us. And I think because the years before that were so hard, 2022 honestly was, it was easy for it to be the best year of my life. New house and all these things that I talked about on the episode last week. But I've been sitting in, I can't make goals for 2023 because 2022 was so great. Nothing's going to compare. But what if they didn't have to compare? What if we looked at 2023 as its own being? Maybe 2022 was hard for you, really hard. And we're having hope for this new year because last year was so hard. I definitely had that a few years ago. If that's you, I want you to look at 2023 as its own. Don't compare it to anything else. Just look at it. And what would you want if there was like this blank slate for the whole future and maybe even a blank slate all behind you? What would you want? And those are some of the things that I wrote down was the word play kept coming up for me. So to have more play and to more fun in my life, which I can sometimes say that I do, but I really don't. Like, I'm very work focused. I'm really excited for this business to grow, but I do need to have more fun. So I wrote that on the list, less screen time. And I've seen a lot of people posting about the 1,000 hours of outdoors. I'm doing the 1,000 hours of less screens. I need to actually spend some time, just like my clients, inside, not on the screens and around the screens and everything. If you can relate to that, raise your hand. Tuning into my intuition and having better physical and mental health, finding that financial abundance that feels really good for me, and having a little bit more structure with my business. Oh, and I also wrote spend more time in nature. I'd love to hear in the comments what you're working on this year or what you want more of or less of, or, you know, instead of actually putting a physical number like, oh, I need an extra $500 a month, right? Even that. I challenge you to kind of make it a little more, I don't know, up in the air. You can have an idea, but let's not put a limit on it, because I actually think this year can be so much more if we stop putting caps on our potential and stop putting those limits on it. So I'd love to know what you're working on this year, what you're focused on for 2023, and if you're also struggling with that anxious feeling or focusing on the past in different ways, how can we move forward? How can we look at this differently? And how can we show up imperfectly? Even with the fear, even with, you know, everything that's surrounding us right now, how can you make this year your year, authentically you, even with everything going on? I hope you have an awesome day, and I can't wait to hear what's going on. Talk to you soon. I am so grateful that we could connect today. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend or on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me grow this community and get my message out there. And don't forget, you deserve to embrace your truth. It's time to live life your way.